Are you somebody who hangs on to receipts and ticket stubs and other bits of trash? Our next guest is teaching people how to turn their everyday junk into an artful keepsake. Katie Borgfjord is a former media type, now with the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society Manitoba chapter, and she's hosting a junk journaling workshop later this month. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So junk journaling, what is it?
Junk journaling is kind of the mix of classic journaling mixed with scrapbooking. And the main part is using junk, which, as you said, is receipts, ticket stubs, pamphlets, brochures, a little bit of everything.
Photographs,
yeah.
Found and kept. And
yes.
So what do people, how do you do it?
Well, it's kind of different for everyone, I would say. Personally, recently I went on a trip and then I went around and I just collected everything. Napkins that were branded, pamphlets, brochures, receipts. And I went day by day and collected it all, took my glue and slapped it on a page and put some stickers on it. And now I have a memento for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And yeah. like almost like a time stamp of your life, right?
Yeah. Sometimes they're like a daily recap. And then sometimes if I'm just feeling more creative, it's kind of just like a little brain dump.
So what can go into a junk journal? Almost anything, right?
Yeah, almost anything. Usually I start with like a prompt or a theme. So if it's a trip, I'll be like, oh, this was my recap.
Right.
If I'm just having a creative day, I'll do a manifesting page or a mood board or something like that.
So very cool because, you know, you can use your crafting skills in a unique way, which means you're not, for instance, with my limited knowledge, you're not driving to Michael's
to buy,
you know, styrofoam balls and whatever, right? You're actually, so this is almost like a recycling kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very eco-friendly. I almost 100% use what I already have at home. Like today, I picked up a little pamphlet in your lobby with all the different pictures from Winnipeg. And this is perfect. Say if I'm going to take a trip to the Forks, now I have something to go cut up after and there's a picture from it.
Yeah, that's kind of like a visitor's guide to the city.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be great usage, right? Because, I mean, that's some quality photographs in there too. Mm-hmm. Make yourself, some people might think, you know, junk journal, I don't want to put junk in a book, but it's kind of, you know, you're curating it a bit, right?
Yeah, it's curated. It's a little more sentimental than just garbage.
So tell me about a couple of your favorite pieces of junk that you have.
Yeah, my favorite one right now is I recently went to the play Hamilton a few months ago.
Oh.
And this was like a lifetime dream.
Right.
So when I went, I was in the lobby and they have like those playbills, those little pamphlets. And I was like, okay, well, I have to take like four. So I have them to journal with.
Very cool. And you've got your journal in front of you. I didn't notice until just now. Tied up in a red bow. Show me a little bit of what you got going in there. How long have you been working on this one? Like, it looks pretty full.
This one since August.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
just a couple of months worth.
They get a little thick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just flipping to that page.
Oh, I see. So, you know, my limited... Oh, there you go. There's your playbill from Hamilton.
Yeah.
It's actually very well done. Like, it's very artistic, actually. It's not just what I was thinking in my head, like a gum wrapper with a piece of scotch tape over it, right? Like, it's quite artful, you know? Well done.
Thank you.
Do another couple of flips there.
Yeah. It can be artful. It can also literally be just junk. The best part, I think, is it's totally up to you.
Right.
And it's not for anyone. It's for yourself.
Right.
I found it also a great hobby to combat like perfectionism for the fact that
no one has
to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of junky anyway.
Yeah.
in some ways, right? So you got airplane ticket stubs there?
Yeah, it's a good place to have like luggage tags and boarding passes and stuff like that.
I saw a business card in there somewhere. Is there a business card in one of those pages?
Can I find it back though?
It's closer to the front. But yeah, like it's quite good. So I'm just assuming you're not the only person sort of to do this, but how did you get on? What were you doing beforehand?
I started with, during COVID, I kind of wanted a new hobby.
Yeah.
So I started with bullet journaling, which is kind of more of like habit tracking kind of thing. And it was way too perfect for me. And
I see.
There was way too much pressure. And then
a lot of work. Yeah. Sounds like it.
And I looked online at other people's and it was just way too perfect. And then I kind of just kept doing it anyways and it kind of formed into this. And about 2 years ago, I learned that there was a name for it. And there was this whole community on TikTok.
Which is great, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're currently the digital marketing coordinator at the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, mm-hmm. also known as CPAWS, right? So how does that connect with your values at working at CPAWS or CPAWS mission?
Yeah, CPAWS, we work to protect Manitoba's lands and waters. Mm-hmm. And to help protect Manitoba's lands and waters, we need people to help care about nature. So we started our nature club about 4 or 5 years ago, and we do hikes every month, and we do different workshops, usually in the summer. So a few weeks ago, we were like, how can we build our community in the winter and connect with nature over the winter months that isn't just skiing or snowshoeing, because that's not very accessible for all people.
Right.
And I thought, well, I already craft all day when I'm at home, and this is a perfect eco-friendly workshop that we could host in our CPAWS Manitoba office.
Really cool. Yeah. Yeah, so your workshop is coming up later this month. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, the workshop is November 18th. It is already sold out, but if we have enough interest, we will for sure do another one.
I think there probably would be, right?
Yeah. So if you email me, I'll start a list of people who are interested.
Sure.
Yeah, so the workshop is, I'll do a little bit of a presentation on how to get started. We will have some journals, and we have everyone in our office collected junk from their homes, and you can also come with junk from your home, and we'll all make a spread together.
Any limits to the junk?
Like, no.
Do you want a certain size or whatever? Or
anything like... they want.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Go
ahead.
I find like starting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they don't know what to bring. So we're going to prep them a bit, and we'll have some stickers and paper, and we have some magazines to get people started.
Your journal is, I guess, the size of a sort of a normal book. It's not like a big scrapbook, a huge poster size scrapbook or anything. Mm-hmm. So you can make that choice if you want as well.
Yeah, right? I find that, for me, that lowers the pressure of having like a big scrapbook because there's less page space to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's totally up to you. You can do it on a piece of paper. You can do it on a canvas. You can have a journal or a big scrapbook.
So people can get a hold of you. Is this your email? info@cpawsmb.org?
Yes.
Okay, info@cpawsmb.org. I'll spell CPAWS for you. CPAWSMB. So the letter C, pause, MB.org. And hopefully with enough interest, you'll be able to do another one of these workshops.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm excited.
Well, actually, I've learned a lot. I had a different idea in mind what junk journaling might be. And actually, it can be quite a nice interesting way to spend your time, right? And you'd always be thinking about it when you're out and about.
Yes, that's the best part.
Well. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing us with that, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we can, it'll be the start of many workshops.
I hope so.
I really appreciate it. All right. That's Katie Bjorgfjord. I knew I'd screw that up. Borgfjord. And she's with the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society Manitoba chapter. As I said, you can learn more about junk journaling on their website, cpawsmb.org, cpawsmb.org.